Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it is June 3rd, 2016. My name is Dan Cherry. I go by iPragmatist, with letter I, and then Pragmatist. I am the iPragmatist on YouTube. I am iPragmatist at gmail.com if you care to write to me, send me an email. Presently, I don't take callers on my radio programs. I probably will at some point, but I'm not doing that now. There's a fair amount of stuff that has to be put into getting these shows together, and I don't feel like I'm having the time or the energy to allow callers to call in yet. Although I think in time it'll be probably quite a bit of fun, because I figure if anybody does actually call into my program, I figure it's going to be somebody who's a friend of mine, relative, whatever, or somebody who's just being an asshole and they want to banter, and that I think would be an awful lot of fun actually to have a confrontation with people online. I think that'd be quite a good time. Anyway, any of you have listened to my shows before, I look at my stats. I don't have a whole lot of people who do actually listen to my shows. Not surprisingly, I don't anticipate being a major radio talk show host. And anyway, maybe at some point I'll get more people listening. But anyway, that doesn't stop me from talking about the things that I like to talk about. It's a good release to be able to go about my day going off on the things that either I have passion for positively or I things that really piss me off. I figure there's maybe a good chance that on this radio program I may get a bit more profane than I do on other programs I've done. I do tend to use profanity. I'll probably always be known to do that. And I do tend to try to preface any of my shows with my letting people know that I'm not politically correct. So I'm not going to try to be nice and say things that are going to make people out there ooh and ah and say, oh, I like this guy and whatever. Reason I call myself the iPragmatist is just because I am very pragmatic. I'm very practical in my approach toward life. And that includes my own life. It includes my view of the world. And that's what I tend to try to talk about in these shows. It's not, this isn't about me. It's really about looking at the world and just trying to make sense of so many of the insane things that I see as being insane anyway. And to be, I consider myself as being pretty practical in my life. I find myself in awe of certain things, too many things maybe now. And it's the world has changed. I mean, I'm in my 50s. As a matter of fact, tomorrow I'm 56, and I somehow seem to have just really paid attention to history a lot more than most people I come across. And I just have certain views and understand certain things about history. I mean, there's an expression. The expression is something along the lines of history will repeat itself if you don't learn from history the first time around. And I am watching things happen fairly recently, and I'm understanding. I'm looking at this stuff. I'm looking at the media and the college kids and the just so many things that are put in front of us on television or on the radio or whatever. And it's just, to me, it's so easy to recognize how history is repeating itself. And that's a very dangerous place to be. And you can go back in history and talk about the founding fathers of the United States or any other countries for that matter, and recognize that they're the founding fathers in this country. It's, from what I understand, and I don't know this per se, but I have read enough to understand that the schools these days, and it doesn't matter what level of school we're talking about, but kids are being taught that our founding fathers were terrorists, essentially. The whole concept of being a conservative person is now looked at as being basically you're considered a terrorist if you're conservative. And yet the very people who are accusing others of being terrorists or conservative or whatever else are the likes of Obama and Hillary and Bernie Sanders and these people. And if you really take a look at who these people are and what they've done in the past and what they're accused of and where they want the country and the world to go, what direction, you come to realize that they talk about Bernie Sanders, for example, being a socialist. I don't buy that. I don't buy Hillary being a Democrat or a liberal, or Nancy Pelosi or Harry Reid or these people. These people are fascists. I mean, these are Nazis. These are violent, very unhappy, very greedy assholes. And there's nothing more that needs to be said about that. I mean, all you have to do is stop, take a step back and look at these people, listen to them, read up about them, their past. I mean, look at Hillary and Bill Clinton. I mean, these people are said to have been responsible for the deaths of over 200 people who surrounded themselves with the Clintons when Bill Clinton was in office. I mean, Vince Foster is one of those people. I mean, the guy was found, I don't remember circumstances, but he was found with something like a bullet in his head or something. It was some, there was a circumstance that screamed murder, and yet the coroner said it was a suicide. There are so many different stories about Bill Clinton being involved, the Clintons period, I guess, being involved with drug running, with a secret airfield in Arkansas when Bill Clinton was in office. And they were making millions of dollars by flying drugs in and out of Arkansas, and they were protecting this airfield. And anyway, it's, you can read up on this stuff. I mean, this information is all over the place. And I came across an article here, and I didn't really want to go off on this tangent, but I'll see if I can even find it here. It's right here. Elizabeth Warren. All right, so this is an article from InfoWars. All right, now InfoWars I don't think they get the respect that they deserve. I mean, Alex Jones has had some. He's had breakdowns, for example, on his show where he's cried or whatever. I can't judge anything relative to that. I mean, I can't imagine being Alex Jones and having the pressures that he has running this business that he runs and having to deal with all of this negative energy, all these negative stories. And this is his life. I mean, after a while, I think anybody would break down. I think I would. I've had my moments where things got to me. I don't know that I broke down and cried and sobbed or whatever, but I've had moments where tears welled up in my eyes, and I really looked at things and said, what a fucked up world we live in. This is absolutely fucking horrifying. Excuse me. So I can't imagine being Alex Jones. Anyway, that being said, I do believe in his writers. I believe in his reporters. I mean, these people have really proven themselves to be a class act in my mind. People make comments on articles on InfoWars, and they, of course, everybody, it doesn't matter what website you're on, people are just going to be assholes if they want to be. Some people support Alex Jones, some people don't. Some people say he's aligned with the New World Order and whatever the fuck. You people are fucking morons. Anyway, here you've got Elizabeth Warren, who I believe is either a senator or a congresswoman from Massachusetts. Now, here's a storyline. Here's the article title. Leftist heroine Elizabeth Warren ready to back Hillary Clinton. And then subtitle says, ignores the fact Clinton services the great vampire squid Goldman Sachs. Okay, so Hillary Clinton is aligned with the New World Order. I mean, she's – any of you people out there who even remotely are thinking about voting for this fucking loser – You're really in trouble, and you're putting us all in trouble. I mean, she is such a fucking loser. She is such a despicable fucking lowlife. And the truth is everywhere. You can just find anything you want about Hillary Clinton. She's a liar. She has been responsible for the murders of country leaders and children. Hundreds of thousands of children have been slaughtered because of her, through wars that we caused in other countries. And yet she's just got that smile on her face all the time. She's always trying to look like she's young and whatever. Anyway, I'm going to get off that whole thing. The reason I wanted to bring this story up is because Elizabeth Warren, now this is where I have memory of history. Elizabeth Warren, when she, I have to try to remember how this went. She lied about two different things. One, she lied about being part Indian. And because of that, she was given a job. And I forget, I think it was in a college. And I don't remember exactly what happened with all this stuff. You guys can look it up. Elizabeth Warren, Warren. She lied on her application for work and said that she was part Indian. So she was looked at as being a minority, and that was something this college or wherever she got the job, I do believe it was a college, she ended up getting the job because the college looked at it and said, oh, she's a minority, she's a woman, and she's part Indian, so she should be the one we hire. So they hired her. So she ended up with this really posh job that she never should have gotten. And another thing that she got caught doing, she was caught, I forget the term, She in a paper that she wrote for college, she plagiarized. That's the word I wanted. She plagiarized something and got caught for it and then never got called out for it. Now, I don't know about you, but who the fuck, who are these fucking people? Who are these motherfuckers? This fucking loser fucking says that she's part Indian, gets a job. She fucking steals other people's work in her dissertation in a college for a paper that she wrote, and she gets caught, and they don't throw her out of college. I mean, if a guy did that, he'd be booted out on his ass. And yet, here's this fucking lowlife, Elizabeth Warren, who fucking lies. She fucking plagiarizes. She steals information from other people. She's a fucking piece of shit. All right, I never fucking did that. Even back in the day before they had computers, if any of you are old enough, remember those days. I mean, they didn't even have electric typewriters when I was a kid, when I was in high school. You manually had to press each key on the keyboard. It didn't automatically snap some key up and type the letter that you were pressing. You had to use your finger strength to actually type the paper. That was back in the day when it was a hell of a lot harder to catch somebody plagiarizing than it is now. I mean, they have computer programs that you can plug in somebody's paper, and it'll go through all kinds of archives, and it'll let you know somebody's plagiarizing if they're lying about having done the work themselves. And this motherfucking pig asshole gets fucking caught plagiarizing, stealing somebody else's work, and doesn't fucking get reprimanded for it. And she lies about being an Indian and gets a fucking really posh job. And now she, this fucking scumbag, is supporting Hillary. Yeah, we're in real good place here. Anyway, that isn't even what I wanted to talk about at this point. I'm looking at pictures. It's a picture of Elizabeth Warren. Basically, she's a real concerned look on her face, yelling. You can tell that she's talking in front of Congress or whatever. And then you got Hillary next to her, smiling, wearing those fucking goofy glasses. These fucking people are just fucking useless, man. Anyway, I told you I was going to swear a lot. I'm so fucking tired of these fucking people. Anyway, I'm in awe in a way, and I guess I shouldn't be, but I am. And I don't know if I'm maybe idealistic. I don't know if I look at the world and I've been trained to think that things were better than they actually are. I don't know. Maybe that's the problem with me. I see so many just awful things that people do, whether it's torturing animals or cutting people's heads off or just, my God, wars, whatever. It's just absolutely amazing to me that there isn't more peace on this planet. I am of the belief that we all living things, are connected to a collective. We all share an energy of some sort, whether you want to call it God or whatever you want to call it. And the more negative that energy is, the more shitty people there are out in the world, the more awful things that are going on that people do to all living things, the more negative that whole energy field is for the rest of us. So I go out on any given day, and I tend to have a pretty positive demeanor. But I feel an awful lot of the pain of the world. I feel the darkness. I feel it. And I can just feel it. I sense it from other people. I don't even know who they are. But all I have to do is read articles or watch the news or just watch videos on YouTube. I mean, the slaughterhouses and just you name it. I mean, it's just absolutely amazing the negative energy that's out there. It's satanic. It really is. So anyway, again, didn't necessarily plan on talking about that initially, but as I do tend to do, I just I just tend to speak off the cuff, and that's just what came out at this particular time. Anyway, one thing I really did want to talk about, just real quick, there I read a few days ago, last week, whatever, about the situation in Brazil with the president of Brazil. I forget her name, Rousseff or something like that. And it was said in the article that I had read that she had been accused of corruption of some kind. I forget what it was. She was accused of giving money to insider trading with companies or something. I don't remember exactly what it was. But there was something that didn't make any sense about that to me. And there's an article, again, on InfoWars. And it's not just on InfoWars. Understand that anything I bring up that's on InfoWars is on other websites as well. I just happen to look at InfoWars or Drudge Report or whatever. I mean, these are pretty legitimate websites, and you can get some pretty good information that's pertinent to a lot of things that are going on in the world right now. Anyway, of all things, the article title says, "There has been a coup in Brazil." Now, I believe it was the last radio show I did a couple weeks ago. And I had mentioned that something didn't smell right about what was happening in Brazil. It just didn't make any sense that this woman, who was the president, and I don't, again, remember her name, but it just, things didn't click. There was just something wrong with the storyline that was going on. Now, the subtitle, okay, again, the article title says, "There has been a coup in Brazil." And then subtitle says, "Democracy has been overthrown in Brazil, as in Ukraine." Now, this article was written by Paul Craig Roberts. Paul Craig Roberts happens to be an exceptionally intelligent guy. What this guy is going to talk about is legitimate. This guy has connections. I've read him for a lot of years. This guy is incredible. His story writing, his article writing, his wording and his detail and the background stuff that he does to get the information that he presents. It's just, he's so thorough. It's just amazing. So anyway, here we've got a story now today on InfoWars talking about how there's been a coup in Brazil. And I mentioned, again, a couple weeks ago on my radio program, that I believed that this president, this woman, didn't actually perform any kind of a illegality. She couldn't have been caught up in some kind of corruption. It just didn't make any sense somehow. And so I had mentioned in this radio program that I believed that there had been a coup in Brazil, just like there had been in Ukraine. Now, if you know anything about Ukraine, I talk about this numerous times. Ukraine, our media tells us that Vladimir Putin in Russia was the reason that Ukraine fell into the hands of very violent people a year or two ago. The truth couldn't be further from that. Obama, you can read up on this, that motherfucker stole $5 billion from the U.S. taxpayers and paid a bunch of violent mercenaries. Mercenaries are people who will accept money and go kill people or destabilize governments or whatever. They're just fucking awful fucking people. Obama stole $5 billion U.S. taxpayer dollars. He stole $5 billion from us, paid a bunch of violent fucking crazed fucking assholes in Ukraine to go in and violently overthrow the government, the democratically elected government at the time. And if you read up on what these mercenaries did, it's fucking horrifying. I mean, they trapped people in a building. They lit the building on fire. Many people burned to death, and anybody who ran out of the building trying to get out, and these were just good people. These weren't military people in this building. They were just government workers, whatever. And any of them who tried to run out of the building, these guys were standing outside with guns and just fucking blew them away. And this is what Obama ordered. I mean, you can't make this shit up. You can't fucking make this shit up. And yet so few people understand that that's what actually happened in Ukraine. So these motherfuckers, these mercenaries, went in and violently got rid of this guy who was duly elected, democratically elected president of Ukraine. And they put in a guy named Poroshenko, I believe his name is. Poroshenko hates Russia. He's very pro-U.S. So that's a coup. A coup is when you go, it's C-O-U-P, look it up. It's when you go into a country and you force out a government that should be there and you put in your own government that you want to be there. We've done this to Latin America over and over and over again. You can look up Noriega. You can look up the Sandinistas. It's just unfucking believable what these despicable fucking assholes who run our government have done to this fucking planet. It's absolutely fucking horrifying. So anyway, here in Ukraine now, we're being told by our reliable media sources like CNN and MSNBC and all these people, you think, wow, they're telling us the truth. And wow, this is great. Wow. Can't believe that. Vladimir Putin, what an asshole he is. No, Putin had nothing to do with it. Nothing. What we're not being told is that motherfucking Obama, piece of goddamn shit, fucking performed a coup in Ukraine. And now we have a destabilized government in Ukraine. Their economy is in a fucking shambles. And they're fucking rabidly anti-Russian. So that is not a very good situation to put right on Russia's borders. So now we have the same thing being reported in Brazil. Now, I mentioned in a previous program that I did, at least I think I did, Brazil is going through the worst drought that they've ever had in that country's history, ever. That's being done with chemtrails. It's called weather warfare. There are U.S. patents for weather warfare. This is not something I'm making up. Any of you people sitting back saying, oh, God, I knew it. This guy Dan is a fucking conspiracy theorist. Fuck you. Fuck you. You don't go to the U.S. patent office and get a fucking patent for something that doesn't work. They won't give you a fucking patent. Look it up. Go to the U.S. patent office and look up geoengineering, look up weather modification, look up anything related to that type of stuff, and you'll find the patents. They're there. They're able to do this. And Brazil is being targeted right now. And that's exactly why they caused a coup in Brazil, because Brazil's been fighting back saying, we've had enough with you, U.S., and all you assholes. We're going to align ourselves with other countries like China and Russia. We're going to start our own banking system. We don't like you guys. Leave us alone. Well, of course, our government, military, and others like NATO and fucking Europe, they have caused the drought in Brazil. And they caused the coup in Brazil. And they have put in a U.S.-friendly president, temporary president. Now, it's no different than Ukraine. I mean, it's just you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. And there's so many dots that connect. And I sit every day of my goddamn life, every day these dots are connecting. I'm just reading and saying, oh, my God, this is what's about to happen here. Oh, shit, I see what they're doing here. Oh, my God, look what they just fucking did there. It's so easy to follow this stuff. You can even look at Venezuela. Obama and these people, this whole power structure, they killed Chavez, the leader of Venezuela. They killed him. I'm not going to go into an explanation for that. I'm not going to go into any kind of conversation about it. They killed him. And when he was killed, they had nobody to fill the power vacuum. And that whole country is completely falling apart. And if you've read and heard any of the news lately, Venezuela is crashing big time. Those poor people don't have any food. They don't have any water. That whole economy is collapsing because they don't have a leader like Chavez. Chavez, I'll tell you what, I thought he was such an asshole for the longest time. But then I started to recognize that he's not as much an asshole as I thought he was. He was actually trying to help those people. But because he was trying to help those people, and it wasn't in line with people like Obama and what their power structure wanted, they killed him. It's just that simple. That's what they do. These are absolutely fucking horrifyingly awful people. And we still have how many people in this country? Millions? How many millions still support Obama and would get on their knees and bow to the motherfucker if he ever showed up? Fucking horrifying. Anyway, I knew that this story about a coup in Brazil was going to come up. I mentioned that in my last radio program. I knew it. I fucking knew it. That whole story of the president being brought up on corruption charges, it just didn't make any sense. And I'm going to make the prediction again. I did it on my last show that once they get a permanent U.S.-friendly president in Brazil, that president is going to start using U.S. dollars again in trade, and then the drought is going to be lifted off them, and they're going to start getting rain again. I'll bet my bottom fucking dollar that that's about to happen. They are being targeted right now. They are being droughted on purpose because that woman had the gall, had the balls to stand up to the U.S. and say, we're not going to use your fucking dollars anymore. You fucking people are assholes. Anyway, enough with Brazil. I'm just going to go through a few stories here. And again, these are InfoWars articles. I don't see that as being an issue. Anyway, it's actually very quite interesting, the information that you can get from InfoWars. Here's an article. 18 women are sexually assaulted at a German concert. Subtitle, victims surrounded by mobs of migrant men and groped in copycat attacks like those in Cologne. Yep, let's bring in more migrants. Here's another story. School bars a 9-year-old from wearing a Make America Great Again hat. That's a slogan that Trump's using. Now, isn't it interesting that Bill Clinton used that exact same mantra, whatever you want to call it. Bill Clinton actually used that also years ago. He said, we need to make America great again. And now this poor kid can't wear a hat that says that. He's kicked out of school. I mean, what is with these fucking people are awful. And I don't know about you guys, but I'm telling you something. If my kid got sent home because he or she wore a hat that said, make America great again, I'd go in. I'll tell you what, I'd be ballistic. I'd be in a principal's face. I'll tell you, I'm not even going to go there. These people who are running things are so fucked up. They need to be confronted. They need to be fucking told what the fuck it is and told that we're not putting up with this shit anymore. Unfucking believable. You can't wear a hat saying make America great again. Like America is the bad guy. It's not us. That's what we all need to understand. As U.S. citizens, we're not the bad guys. It's the fucking people running the government. Those are the motherfuckers everybody ought to be paying attention to. Black Lives Matter, you're talking about taking down the white regime and this, that, and the other thing. Don't look at me. I never did a motherfucking thing to any of you black people. I'm not racist, man. I'm not sexist. I'm not nothing. The people who have fucked you are those who are in the government. Obama fucked you. And yet you're looking at him like he's some special guy because he has black skin. He's a fucking lowlife. Okay, so is George Bush. Okay, I'm not racist, man. I'm just telling you what it is. These motherfuckers have destroyed our economy. They have destroyed the world. They're bombing people in other countries. They're slaughtering children with weapons. I mean, this is fucked up. And yet, I feel like I go out in a given day, and at times I start feeling like, wow, if I drive through an inner city area or something, I start feeling uncomfortable. I'm thinking, why is this? I never did anything to harm anybody in this fucking country, this world. I never did a fucking thing. But it's because people, minorities, whatever, whoever, people are being taught that it's people like me. It's the white man who has done this to people who don't have. I'll tell you what, I don't have much either, because I'm being fucked by the same goddamn low lives in government that anybody else out there is being fucked by. But I'm smart enough, intelligent enough to understand that it's my fucking government. It's Obama and Hillary, Harry Reid, Pelosi, and the Republicans too, okay? I'm not politically aligned. I hate all politicians. They're all fucking useless. They're all fucking lowlives. They're all assholes. They're greedy. And they're all fucking us, all of them. And they're fucking you. It doesn't matter if you're black, white, purple, pink, gay, lesbian, trans girl. It doesn't fucking matter. You think Obama really gives a flying fuck if there are transgender fucking bathrooms in North Carolina? Do you really think he fucking cares? You know what that is? A fucking smokescreen. He's bringing that up to make it a big fucking article, a big deal, so that people pay attention to that. And in the meantime, we're not paying attention to the other shit that he's doing in the background. That's what these motherfuckers do. The transgender bathroom shit, what a fucking joke. And how many people, the fucking media, so many people are paying attention to that and reporting it, and how terrible it is that we don't have transgender bathrooms and all this fucking horseshit. Really? That's not what the storylines are. That's a fucking smokescreen. They're just making you think that that's an important story. And in the meantime, they're passing the Trans-Pacific Partnership fucking agreement in Congress that's going to royally destroy the middle class in the United States. But oh no, that doesn't get reported. Why? Because we're focusing on transgender fucking bathrooms in North Carolina. Fuck, you can't make this shit up. Fucking incredible. Now, I'll tell you what. I'm gonna stop here. I was gonna go through maybe a few more articles here, but I always tend to end up with not enough time at the end of these programs to actually talk about some things that I want to talk about. And one thing that I do want to mention that I'm saddened by, I guess, in a way, and I don't even know what word to use at this point, but looking at how violently against Donald Trump people are, that's disturbing to me. It's disturbing on a number of levels. One, he's a fucking guy. He's one fucking person. People are acting like this guy is going to be a fucking Hitler or something. They're calling him a racist. Now, I don't know about you guys, but it depends who you're racist against, I guess, as to what our comfort level might be, if that's the way to put it. In other words, Hillary and Bernie and Obama and Cameron, David Cameron in the UK, these people hate white people. So who's the fucking racist? They openly talk about wanting to take down the aging white male power structure. Now, you can understand that there's validity there's a reasoning behind people feeling like they don't have opportunity and that kind of thing. But this gets right back to the thing that really pissed me off about the Occupy movement. The people, in my estimation, now understand, the Occupy movement didn't just happen. Okay, it wasn't a bunch of unhappy young people who decided to converge on Wall Street and make a stink and change America. That wasn't what it was all about at all. The Occupy movement was organized by people like George Soros, who is an investor in the UK. Motherfucking lowlife, hypocritical piece of goddamn shit. This motherfucker, he changed his name. I don't know what his real name was. But this fucking piece of shit, George Soros, when he was a young man during the Nazi regime under Hitler, this motherfucker went around. Now get this. He's a Jew, from what I understand. I don't have a problem with Jews. Don't get upset if you heard me say that. But what he did is he went into people's homes, Jewish people's homes, and forced them to give up their belongings, and then forced them to go into concentration camps. Now, here he is. He's a fucking billionaire in the UK right now. Really? This motherfucking piece of shit did that to people? Imagine the harm he caused. Imagine that. Scumbag. Look at pictures of the goddamn fucking pig. This fucking guy, he looks like a fucking serpent. He looks like a fucking alien or something. He is so fucking goddamn ugly. I'm not against ugly people, but you just look at the guy and you understand how fucking evil the motherfucker is. So he's a billionaire. He's the one who invested the money so that the people could go to New York City under that whole facade that was called the Occupy movement. He was one of the people who funded that whole thing. And what he did is he made those people, these young people, he made them think that people like you and me are the problem. Pi movement, to me, made sense. I supported that whole concept initially. But once I started to see who these people were protesting against, then it started to make sense to me that these motherfucking punks involved in the whole Occupy movement didn't have a fucking clue who their enemy was. Your enemy and my enemy and everybody's fucking enemy are the governments of the world right now. I was talking with somebody today about some of the things that go on about our government. I was talking with this woman, a friend of mine. It had mentioned, just an example, I had asked her if she had ever heard of the Monsanto Protection Act. And she looked at me quizzically, hadn't heard of it, obviously, and said, they have a protection act? I said, absolutely. Our fucking so-called government, it's not even a government, it's tyranny. These motherfuckers in Congress passed a bill that they called the Monsanto Protection Act. Now, Monsanto is the company. They're as evil as any fucking company that's out there. They make a product called Roundup. That's the weed killer. If you go to Lowe's or Home Depot or any of the home building types of stores, you go into the chemical areas where you find the weed killers and that kind of thing, you're going to see Roundup, Right, Roundup is huge. It is a huge product. Roundup has a chemical in it called glyphosate. And glyphosate, if you read up on it, there's a lot of research on this, causes massive numbers of breast cancers in women who use Roundup. Glyphosate is an absolutely horrifying chemical to be putting out into the planet. But these bastards in Congress also passed a bill that allows them to indulge in insider trading. Now, if you don't know what insider trading is, I'll explain it real quickly here. Insider trading is when somebody knows something about a company, some change in law or whatever, or some new technology or whatever that a company, say IBM, let's just take IBM. And let's say, I used to work for IBM. So let's say I was still working for IBM, and I knew that IBM was just about to release a new computer system that was going to make them $1 zillion. And their stock price was going to go from $100 per share to $500 per share. If I were to tell you what was about to happen, and you went out and bought IBM stock at $100, and then this law got passed, or what did this new technology, whatever came out, and IBM stock went to $500, you would have made a shitload of money. So would I. But Congress says that that's illegal for us to do. But they make it legal for themselves to do. I mean, how fucked up is this? If you or I get caught engaging in insider trading, that's a felony. We go to prison. So, if I work for some company, and I know the company is about to release a new product that's going to make them a lot of money, if I go out and buy a lot of the company's stock and somebody finds out about it, I go to prison. But Congress, now imagine Congress, what do? They make the laws. So if they make a law and they know that some company is about to make a lot of money, they invest in that company and then they make a shitload of money. That's insider trading, but it's legal for them to do. You can't make this shit up. These people are so fucking corrupt. But you know what they are? They're actors. And they get up on the podium, or they get in front of the camera, and they smile and they talk about making America great again, and we're for the little guy and all this fucking horse shit. Can you imagine? We're almost through with 8 years of this fucking scumbag Obama, all right? This guy's a fucking lowlife. And reports are coming out from inner cities all over this country stating that blacks are so much worse off now than they were before Obama took office. And you're going to tell me that motherfucker likes black people? You think he fucking likes anybody? This guy had 8 goddamn fucking years. He overspent us $10 trillion. He added $10 trillion motherfucking dollars to our national fucking debt. And black people are worse off than they were 8 years ago? And you're going to fucking blame me? Really? Look, the enemy. The enemy is not me. The enemy is Obama. The enemy is fucking Hillary, Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi. These are the fucking scumbags. And it's Republicans too. People are looking at the wrong enemy. I'm not your enemy. I'm on your side. I don't care if you're black, pink, short, tall. I don't give a fuck. We're all getting fucked by these scumbags. And yet, they get up in front of the television. They smile and tell you how good everything's going to be. Give me 8 more years. And what the fuck is this? This whole thing, and I know I'm going off on a tangent here, but Obama for what, 4 years? And again, understand, this is history. This is stuff that I pay attention to. I have an economics degree, this shit. I understand unemployment. They're lying to us about unemployment. They're lying to us about everything. But Obama comes into office after the downturn of 2007-2008 under Bush, the downturn of the economy. And what did he say? He kept talking for what, 3, 4, 5 years about, oh, we're going to fix the economy. We're going to fix the economy. We're going to fix the economy. And he kept fucking saying that. And the economy not only didn't get better, it got fucking worse. Do you know, I just read a stat earlier today. There are the unemployment numbers are reported monthly. And every month, the government tells us how many new jobs have been created in the economy. Normally, I say normally, I don't know if that's the word I want, but to have an improvement, if you will, in the economy, you look for, I'm going to throw a number out here. I don't know exactly what the number is, but you want something like 230,000 new jobs created every month. And if you see a number like that, or 250,000 or 300,000, whatever it is, 200,000, whatever, say it's 200,000. If you don't get 200,000 new jobs created and reported by the government, you know that you're having a downturn in the economy. So we get lied to. I mean, these numbers are just ridiculous. They just these motherfuckers, they control the media. So they can put out any number they want. They can tell us, oh, we had 750,000 new jobs, and everybody jump up and down and say, oh my God, this is wonderful, but geez, how come I don't have a job? They're lying to us. But anyway, so we're cruising along, and this economy has been so fucking dismal under Obama the whole 8 years he's been in office. It's been dismal, okay? D-I-S-M-A-L. Look it up if you don't know what dismal means. It's fucking awful. And so over the last, I don't know, a few years, whatever, we're told that, oh, there were 212,000 new jobs created. Oh, last month there were 247,000 jobs created. Oh, there were 216,000 jobs created. I read today that in May there were only something like 38,000 new jobs created. 38,000. You talk about fucking dismal. 38,000 fucking new jobs last month. That's all. And they're trying to tell us that we're at 5% unemployment. What the fuck? Am I the only rocket scientist here? I mean, really? Am I the only one paying attention? I talk to people and people just look at me like they don't know what I'm talking about. Unemployment is a very, very serious matter. Unemployment, the unemployment percentage and the new jobs created and that kind of thing, that's really, really seriously fucking important. If we don't get new jobs, that means the more people who are out of work. So if we're being told by the government, by this tyranny, it's not even a government anymore. We don't have a government anymore, by the way, you guys. I don't know if we ever will, only because there are too few people out in the world who fucking understand anything that's going on with this stuff, anything at all. But the fact of the matter is, the government, I'm going to call it government, I'm going to be nice. The government, along with the Federal Reserve Bank, which isn't, a U.S. bank. It's a foreign bank. Never should be here in the first place. They're also ripping us off and killing us. But the government, U.S. government, and the Federal Reserve Bank control what happens with the economy. Okay, so the economy doesn't just meander around and sometimes get better and sometimes it gets worse. There are people who are in very powerful positions who say it's time for a fucking recession. Let's fucking bring the U.S. economy down for a while. And when they want to make the U.S. economy grow, they do things that make the economy grow. They're able to do that. They've been doing it for hundreds of years. Right now, they are destroying this economy, and they're lying to us and making us think that things are really fucking good, and they're not. And I sit here. I have 4 degrees. Not that that matters, but I am a very well-educated guy. I have 4 degrees from very reputable institutions. I have technology, finance, economics, business background, electronics. I understand an awful lot of stuff. And I understand economics. I understand micro and macroeconomics. I understand taxation. I understand what the government does. I understand regulation. I understand this stuff. I'm not a pro at it. I'm not trying to be a pro at it. And I'm not trying to act like I am a pro at it. But I get enough of it to be able to read lucid, well-written documentation by people out in the world who do economic types of things as a living, and I understand what they write, and I get it. I understand what's going on with this whole scenario. We're in a lot of trouble, you guys. And I'm not ever going to be one who's going to sit here and try to sugarcoat stuff. I'm not going to sit here and say, hey, it'll get better. There's some good things that happen in the world. That's the only reason why things haven't collapsed so far. There are good people out there who are fighting like hell to stop these motherfucking scumbags like Obama from completely ruining everything that there is. And it's really amazing the numbers of assholes who will make comments on the comment section in InfoWars or any other website. And just some people will say stupid things like, oh, you naysayers, you've been talking about how the world was going to self-destruct and for hundreds of years now, and it still hasn't, and you guys don't know what you're talking about. You're a bunch of fucking crazy fucking people. No, you don't just take a system as massive as exists on this planet right now. It doesn't just collapse. It takes a long time. But once it starts, you're never going to stop it, and that's where we are. My name is Dan Cherry. I am iPragmatist. I am iPragmatist on YouTube. I am iPragmatist at gmail.com if you want to write me. Today is June 3rd, 2016. Tomorrow's my birthday. Wish me happy birthday. I've got 10 seconds to talk. I'm about to be cut off, and I just want to tell everybody that I really enjoyed this show. Hope you got something out of it. Let me know what your thoughts were. Talk to me. Talk to you soon.